From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Though they have met before, Abdulaziz al-Hakim is a surprising guest for President Bush to receive at the White House. The Iraqi Shiite leader is a close ally of Iran, and his party controls a major militia in Iraq, the Badr Brigade. But there he was today, with President Bush, talking about the future of his country. Mr. Bush told Hakim that he is not satisfied with the situation there. Hakim said the problems in Iraq should be solved by Iraqis without outside involvement. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Abdulaziz al-Hakim is no stranger to the Bush administration. The cleric who leads the Supreme Council for the Islamic Revolution in Iraq was a proponent of the war to topple Saddam Hussein and a member of the U.S.-appointed Iraqi Governing Council when the U.S. was occupying Iraq. He's also close to Iran, where he was in exile during Saddam's reign. President Bush said his talks with Hakim focused on the need to support a unity government in Iraq.
I told him that we are not satisfied with the pace of progress in Iraq, and that we want to continue to work with the sovereign government of Iraq to accomplish our mutual objectives.
Officials deny the president is starting to hedge his bets and consider alternatives should Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki's government collapse. Instead, officials say the goal is to talk to a wide range of Iraqis about reconciliation, and they point out that a top Sunni leader is expected to come to the White House soon. For his part, Hakim did his best to keep his relations with Washington on track.
We cherish all the sacrifices that took place for the liberation and the freedom of Iraq, sacrifices by the Iraqi people as well as friendly nations, and on top of that list, sacrifices by the Americans.
Washington's relationship with Hakim has always been an odd one, filled with ironies, according to Juan Cole, a professor at the University of Michigan. Cole says the Bush administration has cultivated close ties with Hakim, a cleric, even as it talks about the need for secular democracy in Iraq and complains about Iran's influence.
Some do see him as a cat's paw of Iran. He is very close to the Ayatollahs in Tehran. But in the last two elections, he's delivered. He's a successful politician, and I think Bush, being a Texas politician, just respects that.
There is still one major source of conflict, the Badr Brigade, an Iranian-trained Shiite militia, the armed wing of Hakim's party.
The Bush administration has asked that they disarm. They claim that they have. Nobody believes it. And their militia has been implicated in some death squad activity and in the infiltration of the Interior Ministry. So that's been a source of major complaint, but it doesn't seem to have interfered with the political alliance.
For the Bush administration, Cole suspects today's meeting was more about public relations, a chance to show it is listening to influential Iraqi leaders. As for Hakim, Cole says the Shiite leader always puts some of his eggs in the American basket, hoping that good relations will ensure his party maintains influence when the U.S. withdraws. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.